This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And today, his first opportunity to get back on the grass with his teammates in a gotta-have-it year for his career. You're going to be great. It's on the line right now. The team just declined his fifth-year option, and he is elected once again to go back to his philosophy of opting not to show up for these voluntary workouts.
I will never, ever, ever understand this. I will never understand the people who back it. I will never understand the people that sit there and just go,
it's voluntary. If your company asked you to do something voluntary, would you?
If I sucked, then yeah. If I was in danger of having my ass handed to me and living on the street, then yes. I'll be there first with a little notepad and a pen. Oh, that's a good tip, coach. Thank you very much, Mr. Bossman. What else? What other information can I glean from you and your wisdom? Show up. Get better at football. Hurry up. Get better at football. Get better at football immediately. Immediately. Zero contributions for 2 years. Try so much harder. I cannot believe it. I can't believe that, and I can't believe the losers who defend it. I don't understand. He's not going to be friends with you. Okay, he may not see your tweets. He may not, you tagged him. This one guy on the radio's talking junk about you. Be my friend. Come eat with me at Glory Days, loser. Go to football practice. Try to be better at football. Make it so important to you. What you've done in the past doesn't work. Failure, giant disappointment, massive zilch. I can't believe anybody is okay with this for a microsecond. If you don't post to the football thing, you best be Trent Williams. You better wreck shop. You better be unstoppable at an all-pro level. What's that? Oh, James Smith hyphen has been better than your ass. Scrap Heap Steve, Casey Tuthill, Tuhill, whatever his name is, has outperformed the post. Try to get better at football all the time until you're great, then take some time off. If you're a Kansas City Chief, rest up, bro. Rest up. Nothing but achievement in that rearview mirror. Nothing but greatness back there. But I bet you a lot of those guys post. You know why? Because there's a cultural element to it. There's the ability to try to get better. If you're satisfied, you're wrong. If you're trying to do it your way sucks. Try to do it this way. Show up the way 90 people did. Figure it out. Grow up or don't. Better yet, don't. Keep going your way. And I'll see you in a different jersey next year. Enjoy it. I cannot understand the people who go, voluntary with your stupid clap emojis. Oh my God. Volunteer to go then. Volunteer to attend the thing where you can get better at football, which you've been terrible at for 2 years. If we're talking about a guy that's had 30 sacks over two seasons, you want to skip something in the springtime to film your Eastern Motors commercial? God bless you. When you've produced nothing. Nothing. You get there. Trying to find a fight for a spot on the roster. The 57th guy, he posts. Your starting quarterback, he posts. Everybody has it figured out, except for those like this. I will never understand. After being specifically called out for this kind of behavior a couple years ago, what's changed? What's different? The best it's been has been miscommunication between Young and his camp and this GM coach nonsense group. Where the guy's playing this week, actually, no, he's not. And they've had embarrassing incidents. It's looked weird, like they're disconnected, like they haven't even spoken. What messages got through? Does Ron Rivera have any other buddies that went to Cal that can pen a column for the team website about how you need to grow up? What are we doing? Is anything important to you at all? How could it be more important for some pudgy idiot who commutes into D.C. every day and pays $1 million to park right downstairs in this dumb building and can't find a parking spot 2 days a week, because that's when people come into the damn office. How can it be more important to me than it is to you for your career and your livelihood? Unless you think you've arrived, unless you think you've made it, because you were the number one, number two pick in the draft, though, and you're a baller, though. an Instagram leader, an Instagram workout guy, inspirational speeches. Follow me on social media. All these people say, their videos are posted where he's like, I'm not going to let you down. Follow me, said the guy that's fake tough. That's a fake leader. That does it when it's convenient, when the spotlight's on. This is when you lead. Now. Now is the time when nobody else is watching. Away from the prying eyes. Now is the time when you establish something. Now is the time where you say, this is how we do it here. What's gone on in the past has not been good enough. Period. Point blank. End of story. Now is the time where you demonstrate this is a new leaf. This is a turn the page type moment here. Here is a crossroads, and you elected to do it on your own selfishly. Good luck to you. I can't wait to see you in a different jersey next year.
You're going to lose your voice before the show starts.
It's already gone. It's already gone.
This is emblematic and symbolic for me of this entire 3+ years now. And that is the issue. For the people today that are going to say, it's voluntary. You guys got to get over it. You're haters, though. You're the same people who multiple years ago screamed at me when I said, after he was the rookie of the year and he was the only guy in the entire organization that didn't show up to work. And I said, man, and I didn't go crazy at the time. I just said, I don't like that. I want the face of my franchise, whose picture's on all the billboards and all the posters, who's on all the tickets, who I'm hoping ends up winning a Defensive Player of the Year award, to be busting his ass all offseason to get better. He was good as a rookie. Wasn't spectacular. A lot of people crowned him, but he was very good. He was the best defensive rookie that there was in a year with, you know, down rookie production, but 7.5 sacks, impactful plays. He did some really good things. But when he didn't show up, red flag went up for me just a little bit, as if to say, is this the guy, like the leader of men, the guy that is going to take this defense to the promised land? And then he showed back up eventually. It might have been training camp or whenever. And he did that press conference where I think Matt Paris, the Bulldog, asked him about not showing up for OTAs. And he said, find this for me, Darius. I was getting my money, boss. Money that you can get with sacks, by the way. Money that you can get with tackles for loss. Money that you can get by achieving on the football field. And I'm not behooving him of being able to get money off the field, too. You should have a billion commercials. There is enough time in the offseason to tape every one of those commercials, to fly all over the country and all over the world filming for every company that exists.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.